Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Insert Question Here, a comedy podcast from University Radio Nottingham. I'm Ella. I'm joined by generic blonde girl, it's Hattie Hughes. Gaming nerd, it's Jack Newman.
Oi, oi.
And Ibby cancelled on us at the last minute, so we've got Abby instead.
Hi.
Mediocre round of applause for Abby standing in.
Thank you.
Always have someone in reserve. It's a good idea. We are back for a second series of Insert Question Here because it was so popular the first time, obviously. I know Jack's listened to some of the episodes
and found some of them funny.
Some of them funny. As he announced in the Halloween special, some of them were funny. So we're off to a flying start already. So in this podcast, I have a children's Trivial Pursuit card and I'm going to read the answers and all the panellists have to do is come up with the questions. Hattie looks so confused at that already.
I am generic blonde girl number one for a reason.
I didn't even specify a number earlier. I just said generic blonde girl.
See, I'm already adding. It's great.
You want to feel special. Yeah. If they get the question right, they get a... and if they provide a question that is better than the one I have on the card, they get a very daytime... Okay, so for a blue wedge... The North Sea.
Is this the one that's in between Ireland and, like, Wales? Is this the one? Or is it the other side of Ireland?
No, the North Sea is this... is the east coast.
North?
Okay, I got it.
I'm on this.
Are you? Are you sure? Because you genuinely had to just stand there and follow a clock... an imaginary clock face round.
No, I was doing naughty elephant squirts water.
Because that's
why we're doing the children's Trivial Pursuit cards, ladies and gentlemen.
Does everybody else use Never Eat Shredded Wheat?
No, yes. That's far too mature.
No, I don't.
Oh, what are you?
I use a much more explicit version.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it should
you
be mentioned
that
on
to
this
yourself.
Show.
I mean, I don't want to push the boundaries, but I just know north, south, east, and west. By the age of 20,
whoa,
I'd learn that. It's the one thing I can do.
Never admit your age.
I'll never get a job in the media now. Yeah, the North Sea. I don't know if Jack's yawning or laughing. It's a great start.
Five star jumps.
Go! The North Sea, which is not near Ireland.
I'm confused. Is that the Irish Sea?
I'm pretty sure that's the Irish Sea.
Yeah.
Okay, great, good. No, Irish Sea is like over near America. Don't you know that?
I think, to be fair, Joey Essex has the same IQ as me. So, like, I mean, he's punching a bit, but...
Generic blonde girl not playing up to stereotypes in any way, shape or form. The North Sea.
Is it of the South Sea.
Well, no.
Is it next to us on the East Sea and the West Sea, by any chance?
It is up the North Sea, kind of comes off the East Coast. Like, I'm from Lincolnshire.
Mind
and you go which is the east of England, and it's so East Anglia.
If you go further north, is that still the North Sea, Ella, with your
north,
amazing geographical
it's still
knowledge?
The North Sea.
Wait,
because it's called the North Sea.
Okay, at what point sea? Do we not have North
yeah.
Sea?
Yeah, where do you get to Antarctica? When you're like, or Arctic, or whichever one's north and south.
Whichever one.
I don't know which way around they are. I'm just going to stop talking right now.
I think that's a sensible idea. We're looking for a place.
Is it the North Sea?
Unfortunately, it's not the North Sea, Jack. It's what sea can you swim in? Now, I wouldn't recommend...
A car, because that starts with sea.
Jack.
I'll see myself
only people in the north
that really
have cars.
That really tickled me, but I don't think anyone else is going to find that funny. What sea, S-E-A, can you swim in at a place? Which, it doesn't really narrow it down, because you can basically have anywhere on the east coast.
Yeah. Wait, so this is like East Anglia, like Cromer... Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, north of East Anglia. I'm actually going to give Jack a...
What? Why didn't I get a point?
Because he said car, and we're looking for Scarborough.
Oh.
That does
there
not
happen. Yes.
That does not happen. I need to write to the producer of this show and complain, because I feel like...
you have her in front of you.
Yeah, what sea can you swim in at Scarborough, the North Sea? I wouldn't recommend it at all. As someone who goes on holiday to the North Sea, or near the North
Wild.
Sea, it's like, I wouldn't recommend swimming in it at all.
You just think the North Sea and exotic, don't you?
Well, you do, considering that you have no idea where it is.
So it could be, for all we know.
But oh, wait, we're going out the country over near Ireland to the North Sea. Follow the North Sea to Antarctica. Right, your next answer. Charlotte Church.
Who sang that song?
Oh. Wow, that narrows it down. Thank you, Cassie.
She's a singer.
Can you tell that we're a radio station?
I know that much.
She is a singer.
Yep.
And it is about something she did in terms of singing.
Ooh. Is it what is the name of the sister of Christine Chapel?
No.
Damn it.
Because they would both be called Church. Not to ruin the joke or anything.
I think he was trying to go for an Italian Sistine Chapel also pun. So,
oh yeah, well,
clever.
Generic blonde girl got that. Congratulations. I'm giving Hattie a point for that.
Yes.
Yes, it's about something Charlotte Church did at a certain age. That sounds wrong.
Didn't she have a
go through
number
puberty.
One by a certain? Didn't she have a number
Similar
one by
age.
A certain age?
Do girls actually go through puberty though?
Yeah.
Is it no? But is it called puberty for girls?
Yes.
I thought it was just for guys.
What did you think the female version was?
I don't know. They just kind of matured.
Like puberty with a V at the front. Like,
I've never really associated.
Oh my god.
Carry on.
See, we're learning so much on the show already.
It worries me that Hattie is the token scientist here. She's had to ask that question.
To be fair, like, Jack is also a scientist in a way.
Yeah. But I knew the answer to that question. I knew that puberty was for both males and females.
Chemistry is not related to biology.
Okay. Charlotte Church.
Didn't she get a number one by a certain age? Is that in the ballpark?
It's a similar thing. Who had her first music album success with Voice of an Angel when she was only, and I'll give you a point if you can guess how old she was.
16.
18,
I have. Abby?
16.
16.
I'm not contributing to this.
Go on. Do you think higher or lower than 16, Hattie?
17.
No, it was 13.
Oh, wow.
What?
Wow.
Jesus. Very, very young. So, yeah, she probably was going through puberty at the same time. If you believe the conspiracy, that women also have puberty.
Okay, we can carry on now.
Now, for a yellow wedge, 10 pence.
How much Freddos were before the economy turned?
God damn it. First they took the Freddos, now they're taking the Toblerone.
I mean,
this is going to be so out of date when it goes out.
Well, everyone's always angry about the Freddos. Toblerone is a currently new chocolate to be angry about. Mm. I'm going to just put that out there.
Although there was a stage when magic stars were going to be taken away because of Brexit.
Oh.
That was a dark day.
Crossed a line there. Crossed a line by taking away my magic stars. No. Although it is true that Freddo's were 10 pence.
Thank you. So technically I got it right, so I should get a point.
It's not what I have on the card, and it's not better than what I have on the card. So as the dictator of this show, no. But 10 pence. Any suggestions?
I think it's a bit too soon to say the word dictator after the recent election.
It's not recent. This is going out after Christmas.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
If the world hasn't ended by then.
Well, 10 pence.
Touch wood. Silver coin.
Coin?
Coin.
10 pence.
Yes.
Sorry, yeah, we're criticising your pronunciation of coin.
Oh, everybody does this.
Exactly. Say it again.
Coin.
What's wrong with
us? We've lost Jack.
There's no Y in the word coin.
How do you...
Coin.
Coin, that's weird.
You really struggle to say that, like, physically.
Coin. Oh, that's weird.
Coin.
Oh, that's weird. It's like saying bath. I find that
it
really
is a bath.
Weird.
It is a bath.
It's nice. Bath.
Bath is the place that you go to, which is posh and downtown.
No, even that, I call that bath.
That's how I differentiate between the two.
I'm not going to I'm going to go and have a bath in Bath. That's weird. No. Bath all the way.
Have a bath in Bath. That's not weird either, is it?
Admittedly, most people go to visit for other reasons. actually, I'm going to give Hattie a point, despite her not being able to pronounce the word coin, partly out of pity, but also which it is about coins. Which modern silver-coloured British coin is closest in size to an old shilling? And you did mention both silver and coin in that. So
thank you. Can I just say, if I win this actual episode, then everyone's going to be kicking themselves.
And probably you as well. You know, damn you, Hattie! Damn you!
We have cornered you.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the corner. No one puts baby in the corner.
Carry on. My last name's Houseman, though, so technically I should... That should be for me.
That's true.
Just I am not there. A fan of Dirty Dancing, so we're going to move on past that.
Rude.
Brown wedge. It reads the same both ways.
Palindrome. What is a palindrome?
Yeah, you. I'm going to give you an air horn because you're so close to what is actually on the card. Why is Madam a palindrome?
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't particularly funny. Like, in there with the facts, Abby.
Sorry. I just got very excited that I knew the answer. But also...
The question.
I was thinking, like Hannah, you know, going through them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Madam. Race car, I always like. Race car is a palindrome. Just watching you all try and work it out in your head.
Okay, hang on. Hand me a piece of paper. I've got this.
There'll be people listening at home going, I'll say race car, and they'll be doing exactly the same thing, going, oh, yeah. It's like if you tell people to lick their elbows. You say it's impossible to lick your own elbow, and everyone instantly wants to try it.
Yeah.
There'll be people at home trying to do it.
Your hands can't touch the elbow that they, like, your left hand can't touch your left elbow, and yet you still try. Look, Ella's doing it right now. Though you know it's impossible, and you know looking at your arm it's impossible, you can't help but just go.
But still, I still feel like you could lick your elbow. Like, it seems possible.
I think some people can.
Some people can. Yeah, it isn't actually impossible.
It depends on your elbow length and your tongue length.
Yeah, right. For a green wedge, 4.
A number that's between 3 and 5?
Oh.
Factually correct. Not what I have on the card.
How many members of the Beatles were there?
Is that close?
No way. I'm not saying it was close. I was going to argue about the fact that there surely were other members of the Beatles, but they weren't in the band.
Yeah.
How many Musketeers were there actually?
Well, there's loads more than 4.
No, but like there weren't 3.
No.
I got told in a pub quiz that there were 4.
New game. How many Musketeers were there? Were there 2? No. Were there 7? No. Were there 100? No.
I'm really tired.
No, I do accept your point.
There were 4.
It's called the 3 Musketeers, but actually it follows 4 people. I mean, I get so annoyed by the book. It's 300 pages of 4 men trying to find 1 woman, only for her to die 5 minutes after they find her. Spoiler.
Jesus.
Wow.
Right, okay.
George kills Lenny.
Breaking news. Everyone remembers that from like year 8. Go, the biggest spoiler of that year.
Jack's gone.
George kills Lenny.
How many humans were there in the famous 5?
Oh, good. Again, it's factually correct. This is actually a science question.
Oh.
Really?
Come on.
Yeah. Hattie's not going to get this, just saying.
I'm at a disadvantage. I'm an artist.
Could you give us a clue?
Yeah, it's about a plane.
Is it an aeroplane?
Yes.
Or...
How many engines are there?
In
a jumbo jet Boeing 747 or something like that.
And the engines are the 747 jumbo jet. Well done, Hattie. Hey. I take it back when I said you wouldn't get that question.
Wow. Well.
She's so happy with herself.
My greatest success.
That's pushing it.
Okay. Don't kill my joy, however small.
That's the only thing I've got on this show, making Hattie miserable. Right, final question. Answer. Thing. David Beckham.
Former captain of England football team.
Not what I have on the card.
Renowned for his left and his right feet.
I was thinking for both his feet, but, you know, it kind of got jumbled.
I would have taken feet. I mean, it's not what it on the card, but, like, I'm proud for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I just say I did English A-level and did okay, so...
We do English degree and we can't talk, so...
Perfect. Yeah.
Who is married to former pop star and fashion designer Victoria Beckham?
Pop star in the loosest possible sense.
I mean, come on.
This is under Games and Leisure. So so it is going to be about sport.
Okay.
I don't know why I automatically looked at Jack for that.
It would be like who played in the World Cup in this year, won't it? And scored goals or something.
Who transferred to LA?
No, not this year. In a certain year.
Who transferred to LA Galaxy? Or something, which famous footballer?
He did, but it's not what I have. He was the first England player to do something.
Jack? Score an amount of goals. Jack.
I wish he did.
I just so feel dreamy. Like Jack's been laughing at us all, you know?
I don't know. He was the first English player to transfer to a club outside of England.
No, it was something he did in three consecutive World Cup finals.
Did he score
a goal?
Yes!
A goal? Singular?
He was the first England player to score in three consecutive World Cup finals tournaments. Very long-winded question.
I think they could have that.
True, it was you. If you're listening, which obviously you are, come up with a better question for the answer, David Beckham.
Child meant to know that.
I think they would probably just go, oh, football. Actually, it doesn't even say football, it just says World Cup.
Great.
Trivial Pursuit.
Get on it. Come on.
Fix this. And that brings us to the end of tonight's episode. I can announce that our winner is Hattie Hughes.
Woo!
Boo.
I'll get some applause.
Like, you got a point.
I did get some points.
Yeah, Jack did well. I mean, like, I'm literally making up the scores as we go. But yeah, Hattie, you can win. Mainly for your pronunciation of
Coyen.
Coyen.
Coyen. Congratulations, Hattie. You are our winner tonight. And because you've won tonight's episode, you get to set a forfeit or challenge for the other two panellists. What's it going
to
be?
Well, it's hard to decide something suitably evil because, I mean, I've been mocked all show. So
understandably.
So my forfeit is that both Jack and Abby have to say Coyen pronounced like I do in next week's show.
Oh, okay. You guys up for that?
Coyen.
Yeah.
Coyen.
Get practicing ready for next week.
So a term of agreement, Coyen.
I'm just gonna genuinely, I'm worried that I'm actually gonna pick this up and start using it as a thing.
Coyen. Do it. It's like my friends rip into me because I think I said it.
Really?
I can't hear myself, so I don't know that I'm pronouncing it weirdly.
She's got self-deafness. So.
And on that note, we come to the end of a very unusual start to the second series of Insert Question Here. We'll be back next week for more of the same. Tune in to hear Abby and Jack say Coyen.